Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast, a special edition of the Big Red Express. It's going to be a quick one. It's going to be, I'm kind of feeling under the weather, getting ready and getting prepared for Superfit DC coming up this weekend, but wanted to kind of touch base. I plugged it all weekend. I plugged it on Facebook, on Instagram, that I was going to have a way for you guys to win a free pair of Nanos or a free pair of Metcons if you listen to this podcast. And that's going to be coming up right after a couple words from our sponsors and really the great people that make this podcast possible every single day. Got to give a huge shout out to the Ben Smith Blueprint. I've known Ben Smith for over a decade now, and he has helped me get my life back into order, and he can do the same for you. And he can kind of bring your workouts and your kind of competitive mode to the next level. If you guys want to train like a CrossFit Games athlete, like the 2015 CrossFit Games champion, head on over to CrossFit Krypton, and that's where you're going to find out how you can do it. It is easy, it's affordable, and man, who wouldn't want direct programming from one of the fittest athletes in the history of CrossFit? Also, got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station across from the Hardee's, guys. They are open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've got tacos, chimichangas, Southwest food. Everything is made fresh daily. They do not own a can opener in that entire store. Make sure you guys go check out Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in Great Bridge, Virginia. It is incredible. And if you stay there, you get some free chips. And if you mention this podcast, you get some free chips as well. So make sure you guys go check that out as well. Burrito Perdido, they're on Instagram, Facebook, and all that jazz. Got to give a huge shout out as well, finally and foremost, to RX Pro Shop, the worldwide and the Hampton Roads leader in CrossFit apparel. Whether it's Virus apparel, whether it's, I don't know, RX Pro Shop apparel, barbells and bourbon, barbells and burrito shirts, man, they've got it all. Go check them out. They've got the largest selection also of stance socks really in the entire state of Virginia. You guys will not want to make sure you guys go show them some love at your next event. They'll be at Superfit DC this weekend, and we are excited to be really on the RX Pro Shop team. They've been so good to us. Jeff and Tracy have been so nice to us over the last couple of years, and they are incredible. But guys, let me tell you, this is a way for you guys to support the podcast. This is a way for kind of I scratch your back, you scratch mine, or vice versa. I guess you scratch mine, then I will scratch yours. We are going to do a CrossFit shoe giveaway, and I know I said that you can win a free pair of Nanos or Metcons, but I'm even going to throw in either another pair. You know, depending on how many comments we get, how many reviews we get, and this is how it's going to work. You guys are going to need to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Simple as that. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review and a rating. For every 100 people that we get to review. So for the first 50 people, we're going to give a chance for you to win a free pair of CrossFit shoes, whether it's Nanos, Metcons, doesn't matter. It's your choice. Whatever CrossFit shoe you want to wear, that's going to be. But that's all you got to do. You really just got to go to iTunes, subscribe, give us a rating and a review. And it helps us out. If you wouldn't mind, give us a 5-star rating. I hope we're worth it. And give us that review. For the first 50, we're going to be doing it. Then for every 100 reviews after that, we're going to be giving away another pair of shoes. Tell your friends. This is more. And if you are in that first 50, you're going to be eligible to win another pair of shoes in the next 100. So every time that if you do it, share it, have more people do it, it's going to be your chance to win a free pair of shoes. You could win it really up. The options are limitless. So for the first 50, that's going to be a drawing. Then for the next 150, so when we get to 150 comments and ratings and reviews, we're going to give away another pair of shoes. Every 100 after that, so 250, 350, so on and so forth, that's going to be your chance to win another pair of shoes. But we can't do that unless you guys share this post, share this podcast, and let people know that it is the easiest way to win a free pair of shoes, whether Metcons or Nanos, just for supporting the podcast and just for doing something that it's free. It does not cost you anything to rate or review. You've probably already got an iTunes account, and it helps the show out. It helps the podcast out, and it helps our advertisers know that people are out there listening, and we want to make sure that they're happy, because if they're happy, we're happy, and the show is still rolling. Guys, CrossFit Team Series week number one is done, and what a week it was. Want to give a huge shout-out to Team Big Red Express, Kayla Haney and Chaz Engel absolutely destroyed, absolutely destroyed workouts 1 through 4. Week two is coming up. I know a couple, workouts have already been announced. Things have been already going, but we are going to kind of give you guys the leaderboard and kind of, we didn't really preview it too much, but nonetheless, we are going to kind of dive right into it. And kind of get you what you need and what you're looking for. So after week number one for the women, so we're going to go women pairs, men, and then mixed pairs. We're going to give you the top five. You'll see some names that you recognize. You may see some names that you don't, but a lot of athletes are doing very well so far on the team series. Week two coming up this week, so we will preview that and kind of break down the CrossFit team series next weekend once we do that all together. So make sure you guys don't, and maybe hopefully by next weekend, we'll have another pair of shoes to give away. So every, don't forget guys, every 50 reviews that we have on iTunes, and if you've already left one, you can't leave one again, you're eligible. Don't worry. But every 50 reviews that we leave on, that you guys leave on iTunes, leave a rating and a review. That's how many times, and you got to leave a review because we got to know who you are so we can give you the free pair of shoes if you win. So make sure you guys go do that. So for the CrossFit Games team series, week one, for the women pairs, you got Annie Thor's daughter, Katrin David's daughter. You got Sigmund's daughter and Briggs in second. You got Pacelli and Hauser in third. Jackson and Griffith in fourth. And McAdam and Huckabee in fifth place. You got some other names going down. If you guys want to figure out what these are exactly, you guys can go. But, man, Annie Thor's daughter and Katrin Davis' daughter absolutely dominated week number one. They've got third in workout one, then three first place finishes after workout number one. Incredible. Congratulations for your week one victory, Annie and Katrin. Sam and Sarah right behind them, though, a fifth place finish in workout number one, but then three straight second place finishes. So things are very close on the women's side. We're going to go hop on over to the men's side, and things are even closer. Here are your top five for the men. We give you the top six because they are really neck and neck. In first place, you got Ben Smith and Scott Panchik, which is, I believe, Team Reebok Legacy. That's the name they went with. Travis Mayer and Noah Olsen in second place with 20 points. Frederick Agidius and Bjorn Carl Gudmundsson are in third. We got Caron and Cassette in fourth. Shorts and McAllister in fifth. And Shaw and Tremblay in sixth place. Man, let me tell you that. Some other notables in the top 10, you got Lucero and Cody Anderson in ninth, and Austin Maliola and James Hobart in 10th, running out your top 10. But, man, those first three, you got arguably six of the fittest men on earth currently. Probably six of the fittest men in the CrossFit team series you got in those top three places. Ben Smith, Scott Panchik, Travis Mayer, Noah Olsen, Agidius, and Gudmundsson. But, man, what a great thing. We're going to kind of give you some breakdowns of the workouts. It's not like the women's side where kind of one team is dominating the field. First place and sixth place are all separated by 18 points. So 18 placements. First and second are only separated by 1 point. And first, second, and third first through fourth are only separated by 6 points. So it's going to be very interesting to see how week two goes and how that kind of throws down. It's been a cool thing for the first time using those mixed pairs. I like it. And I've been able to see some of the workouts up close and personal. Hopefully going to be able to see Scott and Ben throw down this weekend at CrossFit Krypton, but excited to, you know, kind of see everything go together as well. But your leaders, Ben Smith, Scott Panchik, if you remember, Ben Smith has not lost a team series championship. He has been on every single team series team the past 3 years. I think this is their fourth year doing it. The first year it was Scott Panchik, Emily Bridger, Stacey Tovar, and Ben Smith. Then the year after that, you had Ben Smith, Paul Tremblay, because Scott had an injury coming off the games, Stacey Tovar and Emily Bridgers. And then this year, or then last year, you had the four back together from that first year. They've won three straight years in a row. So Ben Smith is on pace to go for a fourth time in a row. Scott Panchik, third time in 4 years. And that's incredible. I don't know about you, but that is really incredible just to see. Yeah, you know, Ben Smith is arguably one of the fittest, if not the fittest athlete to ever come out. One of the most decorated individual athletes in the sport of CrossFit. No doubt he is a legend when it comes to CrossFit. But this kind of just, it shows you that these athletes can still have fun. They can still be competitive even during the off season and right after the games. The games were only a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, guys. So these athletes are still coming fresh off the games. They're, most of them have, you know, only been back in training or so for about a month and a half. So slowly getting back full speed. And I love these team series events. We're going to be talking about, like I said, events or week number two events next week, and we'll kind of give a breakdown. Hopefully, I'll be feeling a little bit better next week. But nonetheless, guys, that's what you guys want to be looking for. It's going to be awesome to see. I'm excited to kind of follow this. But like I was saying, before we get to the mixed pairs, we got Smith and Panchik in first place. Workout number one, they got an 11th place finish, a second place, and a fourth place finish in those workouts. And then Mayer and Olson just right behind them. And I don't know if these are like official. These could change. I think, you know, obviously some scoring changes are going in there. I know I saw some team finish a workout in record time, but the rest of their times weren't as good as what that first place time, may have implemented to. So nonetheless, it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens and how this plays out. But we're going to go back to the mix, and you're going to see some athletes that aren't on this, but you're going to see some familiar names here, and we're going to give you the top six because they're all very, very close. In first place, you got Vision Out and Reason Tebow. That Canada team, obviously, you got Travis Williams, I believe this is Travis Williams. It is. We got Travis Williams and Johnson. We got Alex Smith and Carolyn Dardini from 12 Labors. She's also been a CrossFit Games athlete and a regional athlete. We got Dane Smith and Emily Brady. We got Petro and Bridges. And then we got Ace Vito and Reyes. And those are your top six. And the reason I put those in the top six is really because it's the first and second place race. Third through sixth place are separated by 3 points. Smith and Dardini have 30 points. Ace Vado and Reyes have 33 points. So it's very close race to get up to that third place. A lot can happen in a week. A lot can happen with four more workouts. I know a max rep is going to be left in there. Some sort of lifting, hopefully. We're going to be seeing that in event number, I believe, 5 or 6 here in week number two. But it's going to be very interesting to see how that all plays out. But you're noticing two names on this, and you notice we got Smiths really all over the place. You got Dane Smith and Alex Smith in the top four. Also coming in from CrossFit Krypton, you got Adam Klink and Lindsay Jacoby rounding out your top 10. They're at number 8. So they're right in within striking distance, trying to get that top 3. But this is worldwide, guys. This is not Mid-Atlantic. You see some of those names like, ooh, you're just biased because you're in the Mid-Atlantic. No, I'm reading straight from the CrossFit Games leaderboard for the team series. I'm not making this up. I may be very biased toward the Smiths, Adam Klink, Jacoby, Brady Dardini, just because I know them, and they obviously are going to Krypton and doing the workouts and things like that, and I've known them for a while. But nonetheless, guys, it is absolutely incredible. I'm excited to see how this works out. It's really been the Vigneault and Arizon Thibault and Williams Johnson. It's going to be very interesting. Those first and second are only separated by 3 points. Just the rest of the field kind of a little bit down further. But like I said, anything can happen in a week. We're going to hopefully see some one rep max or some sort of heavy lift, which is always fun to see in any type of competition, whether it's a team competition, whether it's an individual competition. You love to see those. But guys, that's what's going to happen. Make sure, if you didn't do so already, if you skipped just past all the ads and all that jazz, you missed that. If you go over to iTunes, you leave us a 5-star rating and a review, you got a chance for every, for the first 50, we're going to be doing a drawing for a free pair of Nanos and or Metcons, and then for every 100 after that, so a 150, 250, 350, and so on and so forth, you're going to have a chance to win another free pair of Nanos. So you could essentially, so say we get to 450 comments, that's going to be what, 1, 2, 3, 4, so 4 or 5 drawings. You could essentially possibly win, depending on how long they're, you know, spaced out, you could win 3 or 4 pairs of shoes in a matter of a couple months. You just got to go over, you got to share this episode, you got to spread the word and tell people that this is the podcast to listen to. This is where you're going to hear all the stuff in CrossFit, what's going on, what's not going on, what are the hot topics. We got the CrossFit Invitational that's going to Melbourne. We talked about that last week. But we're going to be talking about that and so much more. We got the USA Functional Fitness World Championships coming up in less than a month out in California. Excited to do that. Going to be in Superfit DC at Trident CrossFit this weekend. Then next weekend, we've got the Masters and Minors competition at CrossFit Outer Banks. We want to send our prayers and well wishes to CrossFit Outer Banks, going through Maria right now. It's not as bad, but want to give our thoughts and prayers to everyone out in Puerto Rico, the islands that have been really suffering from all the hurricanes. Prayer still going out with Houston and Miami and all those all the athletes really down there and all the people and anyone down there. If you guys, we're going to drop a link. I believe it's to the Red Cross. That's kind of the basic one I think people have been using. But if you think I should be donating or, you know, doing, supporting a cause or something else, let us know. We want to know what the best organization out there to do. I know there's so many organizations that are donating money and helping, you know, offset the cost a little bit from different, all these different storms that we've been having. Hopefully hurricane season's coming to a close. Hopefully Maria will be the last one that we see for a while, at least till next year. Hopefully we don't even see any next year. But nonetheless, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys go give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And let's win you guys some Nanos. Have a great week, guys. We will see you in D.C. if you're going to be there. If not, we'll talk to you next week.